Hello, everyone, and welcome to a latest installment of the Tramp Like Us official podcast from Set Lusting Bruce. I am Jesse Jackson. Joining me for another time, but I'm not going to say the last time because you have not heard the last of David and I talking. My buddy David Barry here, the director and the creative genius behind Tramps Like Us, or Springsteen and Us, the Kickstarter that's happening. How you doing, David?
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, it has been not that long ago since you and I spent some time together. As we're recording this, it's Monday night. Last Thursday, we got to spend some time with a bunch of great spring nuts, and
Yes,
of
sir.
course, Howie talking about this. First off, for those of you who came in late, this might be the first episode. Tell us a little bit, what is Tramps Like Us and what we are trying to do as a group of Springsteen fans?
Absolutely. So, Tramps Like Us is a documentary film that I wanted to make. And I reached out to you and to the Spring Nuts and a few other people, and you guys rallied around the idea. The concept is to tell the story of Springsteen fans in this 50-year relationship we've had with the music, the boss, and each other, or the 50-year conversation, as Bruce likes to call it, right? And so I put together a plan to make the film, and I launched a Kickstarter campaign January 8th, that ends on February 2nd. I'm really pleased to say that on Thursday night, while we were doing our live stream with Howie and the Spring Nuts, we crossed the goal. We are officially funded and making the film. And now we're just trying to get to February 2nd and just put a little extra in there to like an insurance policy because there's fees and not all the pledges go through. So we are sitting at $45,534 thanks to 260 incredible backers. I'm just so blown away. I can't believe what we've been able to do. It's been so humbling and inspiring to watch just this community build up around the film and rally around it and support it and follow the live streams and the live updates that we do and just sharing it everywhere. It's just been just an absolutely phenomenal and incredible thing to watch have happen. And I can't believe that we're funded and ready to go now. I'm officially in pre-production now. Today I launched the form for everybody to fill out to sign up for an interview, and I know we'll go over that. And I launched the first version of the web page. It's just a placeholder for now, but and that's at trampslikeusfilm.com. So things are moving forwards.
And that was one of the things you had said, that once you knew that you had a green light because of everyone's support, both emotionally and financially, that you would start working immediately. And so that is good to hear. I did want to talk a little bit of, to explain a little bit about, because I know other people are going to say, wait a minute, you had a goal, you hit your goal. Why continue to race? First off, you have thrown in a stretch goal bonus. And by the way, I've been involved in a lot of Kickstarter campaigns, helping friends out, being part of it. And that's often a thing where you set your minimum that you absolutely have to have, pushing, crossing your fingers, hoping everything goes great will be enough. And then if you start making over that one gives you a little breathing room, and two, you able to give a little bit back to people. So why don't you talk a little bit at that and share about one of your stretch goals?
Yeah, the reason that we're pushing still is exactly what you just said. $40,000 is the bare minimum budget I could get around and make the film for. Now, what happens with a Kickstarter campaign is about 10% of what you raise, you won't actually end up seeing because Kickstarter takes fees and ultimately some of the pledges won't go through. People have emergencies in their lives and their credit cards get filled up or for whatever reason. But you tend to get only about 90% of what you raise. So you want to go above your goal a little bit, except for the exact reasons, like you said. You think of it almost like an insurance policy because when you make a film like this, and the reason that I use Kickstarter is because I want to raise enough to be able to finish a film, not just to start one or get three quarters of the way through it. It's really important that I can do everything that, we set out to do. And I'm very pleased to say that we've raised enough to do that. Now, We are, I set a, we have 4 days left in the campaign, and today I just set out one fun last Kickstarter challenge. If we can get to 50,000, which is $4,500 away currently, then I'll gift everybody, all the backers, Tramps Like Us bandanas. And that's on top of the two other Kickstarter challenges we did earlier. The first one we did was for the keychains, and so all the backers will get keychains. And then the next one we did was for the Tramps Like Us buttons, and now everybody will get the buttons as well. And so if we get this last one, then we will hit the, you know, this last challenge, and then everybody gets bandanas too. And that's just, people like to get swag. They like to get little collectible things from the film beyond their rewards. And if we can get to 50,000, that means that I have a little bit of breathing room, exactly like you said, because you know that 10% of those aren't going to go through. That also allows me to make sure that I can get to every place that I need to get to, because I can already see that there's going to be other places that I have to go beyond just the shows that I'm hoping to go to. That's just how this works. And the other thing I really want to do is launch this online library that's searchable of all the interviews. YouTube page that people can get to and see their interview. But what I want is to be able to have it, some programming done so that it's searchable, so that if it can become almost a research tool, if you think about it, it'll be an online video library of Springsteen experiences that can grow, because I'll set it up so that people can add to it after the film as well. So it doesn't end with just the film. And that way, think about it, you want to know, how did people feel the first time they heard Jungle Land, right? But you can type that in and you'll get a list of everything that everybody said about it, and click on it and actually see somebody and hear them talking about it. And that's beyond the scope of the film, but it's an additional use for all the footage that we acquire making the film. And that's really important to me. It's something I really want to see done. And raising a little extra money, it helps me make that happen. So that's why you set a stretch goal and you try to go a little bit further for all those reasons.
Yeah, I did want to remind people that I don't know if everyone is aware of this, because I wasn't till last Thursday, is that I was a fairly early backer because I knew this was coming and I'd already figured out what I could figure out. And I was a little disappointed that I'm not going to get a t-shirt, right? But I had to choose which of I wanted the physical Blu-ray more than I wanted a t-shirt. And you said, oh, but Jesse, we talked about this. You can now go in and you can adjust your pledge. And I've added add-ons where you can purchase a t-shirt. You can purchase the memory sticks, right? The
Yes.
drives. And so I went back and changed my pledge and kicked up by the amount of a t-shirt. I do want anyone to, if you've already pledged, you don't have to go change anything at all. But you may want to go and look at what are some of the add-ons that you may want to get if you are, and just view that and see if it's something that interests you.
Yeah, that was something that you and a couple other people had suggested to me. And this is the seventh or eighth Kickstarter campaign I've run. I
Yeah.
didn't know you could do that. I'm learning all the time too. So I thought that was a great idea, because it gives you a chance to add something if it wasn't inside of the package that you have. But I want to say this again for everybody who's just watching this now. The film is for all Springsteen fans. Now, I am so incredibly just emotionally humbled and inspired by the outpouring of support. It's been incredible. I had to pinch myself after we hit the goal. I had to sit down for a little while after that and just really process that. And I've run, this is like my seventh or eighth, you know, successful Kickstarter campaign. I never lose sight of that. But this film is for all Springsteen fans. If you didn't support the film, you couldn't support the film, you can still be a part of the film. You can still be interviewed for the film. You can still participate in it. You can help with things. It is for all of us. It is an open call to be involved. Just like you answered the call and you said, "Hey, how about we do some podcasts to help you get the word out?" And it's been incredibly helpful, Jesse, right?
Well,
Because
thank you.
you know how these work. They work from, you put an idea out there and you try to get somebody to believe in the idea. and you and Audrey from Colin All Springsteen Fans and Howie from Spring Nuts said, yeah, I'm willing to take a chance with this. Let's see what we can do, right? And that starts it and it gets the ball rolling. And then doing the podcast with you and Howie posting and Audrey posting, that's how we got to where we got it. Without you guys' support, it wouldn't be funded. It takes a village to do something like this. It took the Springsteen village and we carried it forwards. And it's an amazing thing, but it truly is for everybody. Yes, I want the support. Yes, I'd love to hit the $50,000 point because it does make it easier, right? But I'm just thrilled that it is now a reality. We are doing this. And if you want to be interviewed, you can be. And if you want to help out, you can. Come on, there's room on the train for everybody.
Absolutely. And we talked about this in the Q&A session we did on Facebook Live, but a couple of reminders. One bonus, if you, no matter what level you support the podcast, support the Kickstarter at, a couple of things. One, you're going to get access. We are going to do a series of backer-only podcasts where anyone, whether they gave X dollars to X times $1,000, they're going to get to hear this. And then also, you get the pride of knowing I helped do this. I was one of the people that helped make this film. And what I thought was very cool is David said the night where we're doing a grand, our premiere, right? Not all of us are going to be able to go to wherever we do the premiere, hopefully in Jersey, right? That's like the dream. We'd have it there. But you're going to send a link so that everyone can watch it along with the same time and get to see that premiere for every backer. And I
That's
just
right.
think that is like how when Bruce shares and people will tweet the set list or will do screen sharing or they'll do stuff live. This is a way we could share. And I just think anyone who wants to be part of this, we want them to be part of it. We want them to be able to give their story, to be able to give their feelings and their thoughts, and also to be part of this community we're building.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's really important to me. I love the concept of everybody globally having the chance to experience it and see it at the same time. And I will probably be wherever it is actually being
Yes.
shown, right? But
Yeah.
part of me wishes I could be a fly on the wall in the comment section while it's streaming and just watching people commenting on it and
Yeah.
seeing themselves in the film and seeing their friends in the films. And oh, I know exactly what that person felt there. It's an emotional experience, and I'm really looking forward to that. So you're at 100% right. It is a community-based thing, and I want the community to experience the whole thing, every step of the way together. But then, even when we show it, I want it should be the community that sees it first, and they should all experience it together at the same time.
Yeah, I would love for you to share. You had posted, I can't remember if this was on the website or in an update, but you've done this similar type of documentary for YouTube. And I was lucky enough to see that and was blown away by how good it was. But you sent the link to someone and share that story of them, the feedback they gave you about this. And I thought they were, if you even do half of what you did for Springsteen that you did for YouTube. So please share that story if you could.
I'll pull it up.
Okay.
I've said to people, everything I do about this is completely transparent, right? And I stand on my word and I stand on what I do and my actions. That's all anybody can do. So
Exactly.
I told you guys I made a film that's similar to this for you too, and this is what I'm thinking about. Take a look at it and tell me what you think. And you saw it and you liked it, and how we saw it, and I told other Springsteen fans, and I've said it in live things. If somebody wants to see it, I'm happy to share it. The film is like 99% done. There's a few more things I need to add to it when the opportunity arises. But I mean, it's mostly completely done, and I haven't tried to really go get a distribution deal yet because I'm waiting to add those last couple of things, right? But it's there, and I'm allowed to show it, to people with links and stuff. I just need to be a little careful with how it gets shared, as I told you. But anyway, this guy named Phil, I'm going to try and pronounce his last name right. I'm going to say Chaff, or it might be Chaffee. I'm not sure. He asked to see it, and he's a Springsteen fan, Spring Nut, and I sent him the link to it, and then he went out of his way to do this beautiful post, and he said, "An enormous thank you to David Barry for allowing me to watch his incredible U2 fan documentary Dream Out Loud. If he does anything close to this for his upcoming Tramps Like Us doc for us Bruce fans, you will all be blown away. I've been a casual U2 fan for years, but this film sent me to the web looking for Sphere tickets." That's where U2's playing right now. "When the movie ended, my daughter, not even a fringe U2 fan, and I were left wanting more. It took me back to Serenade 5 and the spiritual experience that occurred. If Dave does what he plans, this film will be the most incredible tribute to Bruce and all of the E Street Band and to all of us devotees. Support the project. Good luck, Dave." And you know what's beautiful about that is then after that, I asked him if I could share it, and I did. And I woke up the next morning and a bunch of the U2 fans from around the world had chimed in too, and had said, how proud they were of that film and how they know that the Springsteen one will turn out just as special for the Springsteen community. So like both sides of the border there were saying, this is exactly what it's gonna be. And that does make you feel good. I'm glad that Phil liked it. But if there's anybody else that does want to see it, that they can email me or reach out and I'll make sure that they can see it.
Yeah, what I love that is it, as they say down south, right? Proof's in the pudding. And so here are people that have actually have that passion for U2, have been able to see this and go, "You did right by us, right? You didn't make fun of our fandom. You treated it with respect, with love, because you are a U2 fan. You've been very clear about that, that you love YouTube, and but Bruce has a special place in your heart." And I am just so excited to get started on this journey, and I'm thrilled that you've already got started. You're working on the document to get people and to talk. So, yeah.
I was asked earlier today to talk about the two of them. I am equally a fan of both Bruce and
Right.
U2. I was actually a Bruce fan before I was a U2 fan. I heard Hungry Heart in 1980, and that's the first music that I fell in love with. 1981, I heard Gloria by U2. Now, the two bands together are the pillars of my life and have been all the difference. U2 more on the spiritual side and Bruce more on the everyday living as a average kind of guy, how you process the world. God. The thing about this that I said, and I haven't told really anybody this, is that, my father was a blue kind of middle class guy in New Jersey, worked for the phone company. He was a company man, right? I don't ever remember him going for dreams or things like that. I don't even know if he was a pilot, but like, I don't remember him having things he really went after, right? And that's not neither good or bad. That may just have been who he was. But it was Bruce Springsteen and U2 that taught me how to dream, those two together. Okay. And that's why they are so important to me and have been with me throughout my entire life. Springsteen, you think about songs like Factory and Independence Day. When you're a teenager and you're trying to figure out your relationship with your dad, they had massive influence on me, right? The same thing with U2. You hear the chiming guitar of Gloria, and that was like the sound of hope to me, right? And it spurred me to think of something beyond me. Those two together are what fuel me. And I don't want people to think like I'm more of a fan of one or the other. The reason that the U2 one got done first was because Springsteen and I was done in 2013.
Right.
And so when by the time I had figured out how to make this kind of film, Springsteen and I had already existed. And so U2 is where the impetus had started from. But had that not been there, then I would have been wanting to immediately do a Bruce Springsteen one or maybe do them both at the same time, literally. But that had already existed. I came back around to the idea because 11 years have passed since then. And I learned a lot about this kind of story when I made Dream Out Loud. And I felt like that communal global conversation was a different take. It was completely different than what exists in Springsteen and I, because I mean, as a filmmaker, you never want to step on anybody else's toes or walk through their garden. You know what I mean? That film has a rightful place. It was an important work to accomplish. Some fans like it, some fans don't, but it was very brave to do when they did it. There are things in it that I do a lot. Tramps is very different, though. It's a whole
Yeah.
different thing. And so they can exist next to each other without an issue, I think. And I just wanted to share that, too, because these are some thoughts that have evolved over the past
Yeah.
couple of weeks as I've done this. And so, yeah, I mean, we are started now. And I saw, I sent out the links and I put it up on the web page and I put it up on the Facebook page and all of that. So you got to make sure you fill out yours, Jesse. But already there were like 15 people that had filled it out. And that's like
Yeah.
great to see. We're started. We are officially in pre-production now.
That is great. So I'm not going to keep you long, but remind everyone where they can go to find details if they have questions about it, to see where they can kick in the different levels that are available. And also, as I said, you are, if you're is something like if your original thought when your bid, your pledge did not include a t-shirt, if you want to add a t-shirt, that's now available. So go ahead.
That's right. Okay, this is evolving. The first place I would tell you to go between now and February 2nd is the Kickstarter campaign. That's at kickstarter.com and just search for Tramps Like Us, right? We have 4 days left. We're trying to get to the 50,000 mark. There are great rewards and there's a challenge going. If we get there, then everybody else gets additional swag, right? And the last one will be the Tramps Like Us bandanas. But there's chances to be a producer, there's chances to give a shout out in the credits, there's chances
Yeah.
to have your own spot in the film. There's Blu-ray discs, there's the thumb drives, there's all kinds of merchandise in there.
Yeah.
The next thing is that if you're interested in being interviewed for the film, or you want to help out with the film, or maybe you have photos or video you want to share, the ways to get to that will be through the web page, which is trampslikeusfilm.com, and then you can find it all over social media on X or Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. There are links in multiple groups now, along with the Tramps Like Us official pages, right? But there are links all over the place now. So it won't be hard to find if you look for it, right?
That is awesome. All right. I know you've already said this a couple of times, but I really want to give you a chance to express how humbled and happy you are with the love and support. I will tell you, I received two or three people to me saying on Friday morning, gosh, last night was fun. That was so informative. I'm so happy you guys did that. I don't want to make you emotional. I can tell you already are. But there's your camera, Mr.
You know,
Barry. Tell the people what this has meant to you.
it means everything to me. You put an idea out there in the world, you don't know what's going to happen. I've made 10 successful films. This is my 11th feature-length film. I know exactly what to do when I turn on my camera and how to interview people and how to make a film. But when you put an idea out there into the world, it's hard to do that. It takes a lot of faith, I'd say, to put something out there and to say, I want to see what's going to happen. And I am very inclusive in how I do things. I just, to see the reaction of people, it's incredible. The messages that I get daily of support, not people looking for anything from it, just, I just want to help. I think about you and you've taken 4 nights to do podcasts with me and then a fifth night to do the thing with Howie and this takes work and you're doing this and you're taking the time to do it. And you already said, hey, you know what? Let's do a podcast, when you're making the film once a week to update people. And these things take your time. And I am very aware of that. I'm very aware of how expensive things are out there and how hard it is to get tickets and all these things and to ask people to put in $40,000 to do something. I know how big of a lift that is. And to watch the community do that. The money is great. It's wonderful to have the funding to make the film, but it's the messages, it's the support, it's the cheering on that I see every day when I wake up in the morning. I look at my phone and there's, 15 likes and comments and messages and private messages and all these things. And it makes you feel like you're on top of the world and it's an incredible thing. So thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. It doesn't have to be on that. I believe that this is a community thing that we've put together. I said, come on, jump on the train. You don't know whether people will. You all did. And I just am so thankful. So thank you everybody for supporting the film. And I will do my very best to tell our story in a way that will make everybody proud and make everybody go, see, that's what it was all about. And thank you, Jesse.
I am well said. As they say, faith will be rewarded. And somebody else said, talk about a dream, try to make it real. And I think that's just, what we've done here. I want to thank everyone for listening to these podcasts and supporting the project. I know you reached out to a lot of people, and a lot of people didn't respond, and that's their business. There is. But I just think this, the idea of having something that captures what I know is the magic and power of music fandom is important. And that's why I'm willing to give my time and effort because I think it's an important story that needs to be told. All right, everyone, thank you so much. We will be back in a few weeks with, we are going to figure out, we will do a regular podcast once we're going live. It's going to be a little bit once we get funded and everything. David's got a lot of work to do, but we will be regularly meeting afterwards. He has promised me sometime in March. He's actually going to just join me to be a fan on Set Listing Bruce. He's going to do the Mary question. He's going to talk about songs he wants to hear live, and I'm looking forward to that. And you and I will be spending a lot more time talking about the film and keeping people in the loop, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right, go to the Kickstarter. If you have questions, reach out to us. For now, be safe, be kind, and be proud of yourselves if you're a part of this. You did
Thank
good.
you. Thank you,
Bye.
everybody.
Bye.
You just heard the fun talking, hard rocking, music loving, album ranking, fan thinking, joy spreading, lyric reading, story sharing podcast that is the one, the only Set Listing Bruce. The theme for Set Listing Bruce was written by David Rosen, used by permission.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.